all those mothers who are here. As a son, I am grateful to my mother for bringing me into this earth, feeding me, nourishing me, and just loving on me, making me the man I am today. And we're excited to go visit her later on in the afternoon. Before we get into the sermon, I want to talk a little bit about what our church is doing in Pickering. So as you may or may not know, my name is Jason Taff. It's my wife, Elena. And we moved to Pickering, Ontario, October 2018, with the plan and purpose to start a new church. We come from London, Ontario, where I had met Elena, and that's also my hometown, and we had gotten married. Previous to that, I was in Calgary for 10 years, studying under my bachelor degree of theology and then a master's in Christian studies at Ambrose University. And while I was down there, I was being trained on how to run a painting company. I didn't know why. I was kind of confused as to why I had gotten involved in this, but I had, and I was very good at doing the marketing for them. So eventually they trained me on how to run an entire painting business myself. I thought, what am I doing? I'm in seminary. I'm not sure. So I did that, and I went back home to London after I graduated. And there I met Elena, who happened to be a professional painter. So it kind of made sense now why God had purposed me to begin to learn how to run a painting company. And still not in any formal ministry, mostly informal ministry at this point. And her and I began a painting company in London, Ontario, which God blessed very much. And we were able to pay off all my school debt within 1 year. So it's pretty incredible. And then a man named Martin Spolstra, who you may know from Bowmanville, got in touch with us and said, we're looking for people to start churches within our denomination. And we thought, that sounds interesting. So that process took a whole entire year in order for them to determine if we are fit to be church planters. We began doing interviews, and at one point we were on a Skype call with psychologists out of Michigan trying to assess if we were equipped and able to start a church. It took a certain character and a certain personality, so they weren't just going to pick anyone on a whim. So most job interviews don't last a whole year, but this one did. And the reason why we were able to still accept the offer when it was finally presented to us is because we did run our own business at the time, and God was blessing it. So finally they gave us the go-ahead. They said, okay, yes, you can go ahead and plant a church. Now, we want a church started somewhere in Scarborough, Markham, or Pickering, somewhere in that area. We had no idea what that area looked like. The most I knew about it was that I drove by it on the 401 if I was going to Kingston or Ottawa. So we decided to start to drive through these areas looking for a place where we potentially start a new church. We began looking even before they had approved us, with anticipation that one day we'll be approved. And if we are going to be approved, are we going to accept the call? So where would we start a church? We began driving through all the areas. We got to Pickering down by the water there, and this one area really warmed our hearts. So we put a circle on it, on the map, and just began to pray over that. We went to other areas, and nothing quite touched our heart like that area. We weren't sure why. So we just left it in God's hands. So finally, when they approved us, we were ready to move out of our house. And we had 2 weeks to move out of our house and find a new house, or else we'd have to move in with my dad for a month or so, and we didn't really want to do that. So we were looking for a place, but no place in Pickering, in that little area in Pickering we had a circle around, had a house available for us that we could rent that was, one, within our budget, and two, big enough that it could have a living room where we can start as a home fellowship. So we thought, maybe God doesn't want us there. Maybe we just had that feeling for no reason. We don't know. So we began looking elsewhere. We found a place in Markham. The house was big enough for what we're looking for and within our budget. We were just about to sign the lease that night. Went into Scarborough to Grace Community Church, who is our partnering sister church, and we began to talk about the finances for this church planting ministry. And what happened was, in that meeting, which is 2 weeks before we're supposed to move and find a house, it came to everyone's acknowledgement that they had actually given us a budget that was the projected budget, not the actual budget. So we had a whole plan based on this budget that was a projected budget. And then we got a hold of the actual budget and we thought, we're about to move and we have basically very little funds to make this happen. How are we going to do this? And so I said, well, I understand if you guys want to pray about that and reconsider. We understand. We thought, yes, we are going to go pray about this. So we drove home that night, and that was a very fun, long 2.5-hour drive back to London, and we began to pray about that. We decided, okay, maybe in faith we should just step out and do this anyways. It's not nearly as much budget funding as we thought we had, so we're definitely going to have to relook how we're doing this church plant, but maybe we should take a step in faith and do this anyways. So we woke up in the morning and said, all right, we're going to do it. And just before we called them to tell them we're going to do it and call the landlord Markham to say, okay, we'll take the house, we quickly did a search for houses in the area in Pickering again. A house came available that morning in the very area we were praying for. So we raced down to check it out. It was exactly what we're looking for, right in the area we're looking for, within our budget, in a big enough space we can meet in a living room. So we put our offer in immediately, but so did 7 other people. And it turns out those people were offering $300 more a month than anyone else who was putting offers in. And one person offered $300 more a month plus the whole year of payment up front. We thought, there's no way we can compete with this. Turns out the landlady was a Christian, and she found out what we were doing, and she chose us anyways, even though it meant a financial loss for her. So praise God. Yes, praise to God for that. So we felt affirmed and confident that the place we were going to was the place that God wanted us to go. So we had a vision on our heart about this place. At least God put a vision on my heart. And it is in Frenchman's Bay. It's a marina community. And these people, the biggest thing going is the marina and what happens down there in Frenchman's Bay and what they call Nautical Village. So we thought, we need to reach out to these people. And a lot of people, they're not going to church anymore. Actually, there's more churches closing their doors than they are opening up right now in Canada. It's estimated that over 300 to 400 churches are going to close their doors permanently every year in Canada right now. So we needed to start a new church. And one of the best ways to do evangelism is actually to start a whole new faith community up. So we thought, how can we attract people to a church that they can hear the gospel when they're probably have some barriers up as to why they don't want to go to church? And how can we fit within a budget that we're in? Because we really don't have a budget to afford to buy a building or whatnot. So we came up with this idea called Boat Church. Boat Church stands for Bibles Open, Action Taken. So we want to be a community, first of all, known to open our Bibles and then take action in the community. And the goal of the church is to actually meet on a boat during the spring, summer to fall months, where we actually will worship on a boat that goes out into the middle of Frenchman's Bay. We've been looking at some boats, and I'll get into that a bit later, that can hold up to 50 people. So we could actually have a small service, maybe multiple services. And whoever is really committed at that point during Boat Church will stick with us during the winter months, and we'll begin to find a place we can rent during that time as a beginning to our church plant, as a way to draw people out to hear the gospel. Because once they're out in the water, we begin talking about Jesus, they either have to swim away or listen. Or if they want to be baptized, we have a tank right there. So we thought, perfect. And we thought, who doesn't want to go for a free boat ride? So we thought, free boat ride, we'll get them on there. They'll come back a changed person. Amen. So that's the goal of our church and what we're trying to do. And I'm going to walk you through a few of our core values here. The core value of our church, when I got thinking, my church planning coach said to me, you need to come up with core values for your church. I thought, okay, we want to tell people about Jesus, that Jesus came, that Jesus is God, that he came to die for their sins, that he came to set them free, he came to give them eternal life. And once they know that, we want people to learn how to share about Jesus. We want Christians to learn how to talk about how they have a relationship with God. And we want them to continue to pray, and we want them to continue to commune with Jesus and grow in Jesus. Very simple. That's just what we wanted the fundamental core value of our church to be about. No matter how we did it or what we were doing, we just wanted it to be all about Jesus, because that's why we're here. So we kind of put three ministries in place that we're going to be working towards in the coming years that we want to see our church do. One is church on a boat. The second is a university mission, because we are close to the University of Toronto in Scarborough. And the third is a street van ministry, which helps with some of the homeless in the area or those with mental health struggles. And so we had kind of three areas. We had to narrow it down where we wanted to invest our efforts. So the first, let's talk about street van ministries. As someone who runs a painting company, our goal is to first get a painter's van. Right now we're running it out of the Jeep, but eventually get a painter's van that we can convert into a living room during the winter months, a place where we can offer people coffee who are literally on the street, bring them in, pray for them, and offer them opportunity to maybe change their life and get off the streets and connect them with the resources that are appropriate. We've already began this ministry a bit, even though we don't have a van. And you meet some very interesting people. For example, I met a man who is living on the streets right now in a homeless shelter, and he's completely blind, legally blind. But funny enough, he has a master's degree in Christian theology. So I thought, what's going on with this story here? Turns out his wife randomly left him, and it made him have to go onto the streets. Now, he has an apartment, but his wife left it trashed, and he didn't have the ability to clean it. And the church that he was going to, well, his wife still goes to that church, and he couldn't go back to that church. So he's in a really difficult position. He ended up on the streets. And we met this man, and we took him in, and he began coming to meet with us in our house on Saturday evenings for dinner and worship fellowship. And we actually went into his house, and it was a disaster, and helped him clean the entire thing. And next week, he's supposed to be moving back into his house. So there's people like that we meet that we want to just one-on-one help and help them restore their life. Another gentleman we met through that man, because God actually has this man in a unique position. He's living in a shelter, but he's Christian and he's blind. So everyone comes to him to try to help him. And when they do, he has a chance to share God with them. So through him, actually, by equipping him, we've been able to reach out to other people. Another young man that we met through him has a bit of an eating disorder. And he just wouldn't eat. And he was so skinny. Eventually he had to be put in the hospital. And through this relationship we have with him, he began to read the Bible more. And it was so fascinating. We'd read the Bible with him, and it would hit him like a ton of bricks. He'd go, wow, I finally am beginning to understand what this Bible is saying. And he's beginning to have hope. And the man who was blind visits him still every week. And so we have a cool network happening through that way. So that's the goal through street van ministries. Next one would be service on a boat. We don't have a boat yet. We're still looking for a boat. We have opportunity for a boat that's worth about $70,000 right now, and it could actually be lived on. There's something unique about the Pickering Frenchman's Bay. People actually live on boats all year round there. You think, how do you live on a boat in the water during the winter? Well, they do. They use these bubblers that break off the ice around the boat, and people are actually living on it. So we were even considering possibly we will see living on a boat during the winter, which will reduce rent and give us a place to host church. And it would look something like this, where it's sort of like a yacht-style party boat where you can fit quite a bit of people onto it. And it happens to be there's one boat for sale in Frenchman's Bay, and it's a boat that's actually suitable for what we're looking for. So we left it in God's hands. We didn't want to quite make an offer on it yet, but it still hasn't sold. So we're just praying that it doesn't until the right timing. And there's an interesting backstory to that that I'll get into later. But continue to pray that we find a boat for this ministry. We really think it's going to be effective. Everyone we talk to in the community about this idea goes, wow, really? That's fascinating, whether they're Christian or non-Christian. So definitely gets people's ears perked up. And that's the whole goal of this, just to get them on board in an inviting way. And ultimately, hopefully, share Jesus, be able to testify about our faith to them. The next one is our university mission. Now, we've made an awesome connection with the university, and that was completely by God. It really was. We had a friend who has been helping us with this church plant, and him and I were talking about going to the university and figuring out a way to build a connection with people there. And we were like, okay, let's go Wednesday. And then he was sick. And then I was supposed to go Wednesday. I had an appointment. And it kept getting delayed and delayed. Finally, we said, all right, this Wednesday, let's go. So after about a month or so of delay, we got to the university. And we're just walking through, like, I don't know where to go, who to talk to. And it happened to be Jesus Week that week. So we walked through a hallway, and there's every Christian group on campus is set up, allowed to present what they're doing on campus. And it's literally called Jesus Week. So the one week that we went was Jesus Week. We thought, perfect. So we made some connections with some of the campus ministries on campus there. And we've made a connection with one particular one. And just recently, we went to one of their events. And now we're going to start running socials for them during the summer as we're beginning to build our church. So the goal is to connect with the university students and bring them out to our church, because that university is 90% off campus. A lot of them live in the Durham region where we are, so they're commuting anyways, so it's not a difficult process for that to happen. And this was what we thought we had, the blue line. The orange line is what we were surprised to get. So we have begun fundraising efforts now to try to get people behind this mission that we're doing. We really believe in this mission and that it's going to be effective and it's going to work. So we're going to rely on what God can do through generous people like yourselves and other Christians who want to get behind this mission and pour resources into this. But we also have some other methods we're going to do. So we have kind of three strategies to raise finances for this from sort of a entrepreneurial method. One is we're linked with this company that gives us nutritional products for our health that make us healthy. But every time we refer someone to them and they take those products, we receive benefit from that. But they're also a Christian-based company. It's kind of like a TomTom Shoes thing. When you buy a shoe, they give a shoe away. This company's similar. You buy a product and they give a nutritional product away to an orphanage. So we're actually linked with an orphanage in Uganda with a friend of ours named Christopher, who has 500 kids who are all mostly malnourished. They were mostly all found in dumpsters. They're called throwaway babies, and the police find these babies just thrown away, and they bring them to Christopher's orphanage, and he's able to revive them. We've been able to get enough donations to nourish 150 of those kids for the next 10 months through this company, all while just nourishing ourselves. So it's a tremendous thing we have going. The next thing is we're running our painting company. So we're painting for our neighbors. We're painting for anyone who gives us a call. It gives us a chance to get to know the community and also help fund our mission. We're just taking a lot of the paycheck and just sending it right back to our church. So we were just working on a deck yesterday, and we'll be back working on a deck tomorrow. And then we'll be back working on the church the next day. So that's kind of what our life's looking like right now. But there's one fascinating thing that we started I'm going to talk to you about. It's called the Pickering Post. Now, this is a new thing. We sat down with the team as we got to Pickering. We thought, how can we reach out to this community? Like, what's the best way? And in the back of our mind thinking, we have to make some kind of income. So this idea came out about starting a community newspaper. So we thought about it, we prayed about it, we looked into all the details. Finally, we said, let's go for it. So now we have something called the Pickering Post. It's a natural community newspaper that goes to 5,000 homes in the Pickering waterfront community area. It gets delivered right into their mailbox. In this newspaper, it talks about community news, business and finance, health and wellness, religion, faith, and spirituality. So we have an opportunity in parts of the paper to talk about our church, to talk about a faith-filled message, and also to talk about stories that are happening in the community that matter to those people. Because there is no community newspaper in Pickering, and especially not in the waterfront area. We're the only community newspaper. So already we've been getting response back to this paper, people saying, wow, this is really great. For example, I was driving to a meeting, and two ladies were waving at me. And I thought, why are they waving at me? And then I realized one of them had fallen down, and they couldn't get up, and they were in need of help. So I pulled over. We helped her up. While we're helping her up, her other friend who was trying to help her up was scolding her and saying, next time you want to bring out the garbage, you call me. I'll help you bring out the garbage. You know you can't bring out the garbage. And I said, well, listen, if you need help with garbage, I live down the street. I gave her my card, said, you just give me a call. She looked at my card, and she goes, oh, you're the one who wrote the Pickering Post. I love that newspaper. I thought, whoa, okay. And the next lady said, yeah, I read the whole entire thing too. That's you? And next thing you know, we forgot about this lady who had just fallen down, and they're all amazed I wrote the Pickering Post. That's one story. Not to mention emails I get of people applying for jobs to work for the paper already. So it's amazing what God's doing through this paper. And on the back here, I have a message from, I put the pastor, Jason Taff, and I put a message just about who we are, what we are, and what it is we believe. The business side of it, businesses can advertise in the newspaper. We have some businesses who had put in there already. They can advertise in the newspaper, and then it can help support the paper and support the mission and hopefully begin to support the church. So that's the goal behind the paper. So that's who we are. That's what you're supporting. That's our mission for. That's what we're working towards. And hopefully by next year, we will have a boat. Funny enough, I was downtown in Toronto. We were just praying about what to do about finding a boat, and we found this cardboard sign on the ground. I don't know what a cardboard sign in the middle of downtown on the ground was doing that said sailboat fun. I promise you I didn't draw it myself. And I picked it up. I think God wants us to raise money for a boat. I know it says sailboat. We're not looking for a sailboat, but we thought that was funny, so we took a picture of that. And this is the actual boat that's for sale in Pickering. It can actually hold 50 people on the top. We're going to have to put a little addition to it to put a closed-in area on the top, which will cost an extra between $5,000 and $10,000. We're not sure yet. But that's the boat we are really praying for now. So please pray for us. And any resources you can give to the ministry, whether it's finance or skills, things like websites, we could use a hand with at this point. We do have a website. We probably could use some updating. We would be more than welcome to partner with you in that. We're proud and just blessed and happy that we have all these awesome churches partnering with us in little ways. If we all partner together in a little way, we'll be able to actually start a new church. Because the climate in Canada can be very difficult to start a new church in. But we're committed to persevering through that. We have a plan established, and we're working the plan right now until we see completion of that. So thank you very much. We're going to continue in song now, and then we'll get up and continue the sermon.